Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? No around 50 put on desire. Small school. Big school. Have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we're bringing them to you today here on the C2P. And we're going out west to the Redlands standout defensive back, Daniel Gonzalez, one of the top performers in the Southern California Intercollegiate Athletic League. He led the conference 9 interceptions, and I don't care what level of football you're playing. 9 interceptions is a ton of balls to kind of grab off any quarterback. But with that said, none other than Daniel Gonzalez, kind enough to join in. Daniel, we appreciate you sharing some of your day with us. What's that like knowing that you're probably your ex-teammates are in spring ball mode and you're training for the NFL draft?
How you doing? Thank you for having me, first of all. And actually, they just ended spring ball last week, and in between me training for everything, I would go out there and help the corners and help the safeties and basically kind of be an assistant coach, the DB coach. And nice. they've been really liking me being out there, and just in between training, I'll be out there.
Awesome. Have you had that morning, Daniel, where you wake up thinking you're missing practice?
Oh, yeah. That happens at least 2 times a week, right? I feel like I missed a meeting or something. And it's weird. Yeah. It's weird because all of my friends are still going to practice and going to meetings and everything, and I'm just going to the field while they go to the meetings, or when they go into the field, I'm going into the weight room.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's like I said, we asked that question because a lot of guys, you know, they share the same experience. I think you're so close to it, and you know, you're so involved, and it's such a routine that you've probably been in a habit of doing for the last, obviously, 4 years. So let's kind of break this thing down. I mean, growing up, I mean, was football your first sport, and how many other, you know, I mean, when were you better than everybody else, was I should say? Were you the kid that, you know, got the ball and you were scoring every play?
Kind of. My first sport was baseball at 5 years old, and then I started playing football when I was 7, and ever since that, I just really kept with football. I got to high school, told myself that I'm going to stick with football and then run track. And growing up, you know, my coaches always told me just to stick with it and work as hard as I can, and I can be those people playing on TV with schools and getting full ride scholarships. So I did that. And then when I got to high school, I worked hard. I kept working hard, and I realized how much of a higher level I could really compete at. So I kept working. And then I got a Division I scholarship to Air Force and then Navy, and then a couple more Division I AAs came in. And I realized that, you know, my dream was to play college football and be a college football player, but it kind of elevated to I want to play in the NFL. And I know that I can compete at a high level, especially with my work ethic. And so I went to Air Force, bounced back to a JUCO, and I ended up at Redlands, and I've been through a lot, and I had to push through a lot, and I understand that, you know, adversity comes, and I just have to push through it. And with everything that I've been through and all the work that I've had to put in, I understand that, you know, this is a lifestyle that I want, and every time I'm on the field, I'm thinking, I can do this for the rest of my life, or I can do this forever, how long this game lets me. And so now I'm here, and I'm pushing to to make this this game a career.
Awesome stuff. Once again, the Redlands Bulldogs standout DB Daniel Gonzalez, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you know it's always free and available at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. You simply type in the guest name you're looking for, followed by the 2018 NFL Draft Blast. His link will appear. Now, I mean, this is what you got me, because I love small school kids, because it's a different sort of mentality. You kind of got to promote yourself. You kind of got to get your name out there. But this is the tweet that he posted. Team captain, 9 interceptions. He led the thing. 35 tackles, 550 all-purpose yards, all-conference, all-West region, all-American, and then the NCAA Defensive Player of the Year at the D3 level. Man, those are some pretty lofty accomplishments. How much of that were you expecting from yourself, and out of all those accolades, what surprised you the most?
Going into this last season, you know, those accomplishments that I ended up getting at the end of the season were what I set for myself at the beginning. Before our very first practice, I made a list of every stat that I wanted to achieve and every single goal that I wanted to achieve. And I knew that being in the Division III level, I would have to elevate myself and really pop off on film. And I set the bar high for every single stat. So My goal for the interceptions was 12, and I came 3 short. I was pretty upset about that, but I knew that I could be the best corner in Division III. And the morning that I woke up and they told me that I was a Division III Defense Player of the Year, that kind of caught me off guard, because that honestly just came with everything that I was working so hard for, and it was really just. That's exactly what I wanted, but I also wanted more, because with all of that, I knew that I needed that on my football resume in order to get to where I want to be.
Definitely. And I'm curious. I mean, usually once you kind of establish yourself on that island, as they like to say, quarterbacks usually avoid throwing your way. I mean, what were quarterbacks up to, where they just kept coming after you?
Honestly, I would just bait them. A lot of our coverages, in certain situations, they would call a zone coverage, and I would act like I'm playing man and then come off back into my zone, and they would just throw it to the receiver that they thought were open. And it all really started in game film, because before the games, I would see what the quarterback's tendencies were and what he was really looking for in order to throw to the receiver, and I would just kind of change my gameplay based on that quarterback.
I love it. I love it. And I mean, I want to get to know you. That's why we were excited to get you on the show, to kind of let our listeners find out what you bring to the table as well. So, what kind of defense did you run? And usually game in, game out, I mean, what was your priority on that defense? What were your coaches looking for you to accomplish the most?
We ran a 4-2 defense. And when it came to coverages, we ran everything. We ran cover 3, cover 2, cover 1, 0. We ran combo coverages, and then when it came to what they wanted from me on the defense, they just wanted me to make plays. They wanted me to go out there, and they knew that whenever we had a problem with the receiver, they would just throw me on him and have me follow him around. And then if they needed a big play from me, they would let me know, Gonzo, we need something from you right now. And then I would try to go out there, try my best to do what I can and make a big play. And they wanted me to get turnovers. They wanted me to stop their quarterback, stop their passing game. And it all really helped with my other DBs really holding their own and actually covering their people, and then really kind of helping me disguise what I'm doing to make the quarterback throw that way instead of throwing it to another receiver. But really they just wanted me to make plays and be a playmaker.
Awesome. Very, very well said. Once again, Daniel Gonzalez, kind enough to join us here on the C2P Defensive Player of the Year at the D3 level. Fantastic stuff. I ask all the guys that come on this show this question. I mean, we're going to throw you in a film room with some of these scouts. What are they going to love most about you? What are some of the qualities and characteristics you bring where they're going to be intrigued?
I think what they're going to see first is how motivated and how determined I am to understand what's going on. Honestly, I just feel like there's nobody with work ethic as me. I'm going to always try and outwork the person next to me, whether it's in the film room, in the weight room, or on the field, because I feel like the more you know about your position and the more you know about the other team and the other players, the more you'll be able to just not think and react on the field. So in the film room, if I'm in there with some scouts or anybody, they're really going to see how much of attention to detail I pay to the film and to the receivers, to the quarterback, and even to the linemen, because the linemen are always going to tell you either if it's a pass play or a run play, and you always have to know whether there's some tells that, you know, their stance changes, or even the quarterback is looking around a little bit differently, or maybe the receiver's either standing up a little bit higher or sitting a little bit lower, his hands are up. And it's just the little things are really what helped me do what I did.
Nice. And I assume you're pretty big in the watching film?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Nice. All right. This is one of my favorite questions, my personal favorite question. I think I love asking DBs. Is there a moment, Daniel, where, you know, you're studying all week on all week long, and then Saturday rolls around and what you see comes to fruition and you make a big play, or you help a teammate, you know, make the big play? Does anything to share there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's actually two times that happened. We're playing one team, and I noticed that whenever they motioned the inside receiver outward and then back in, and then when he's reset, they ran a slip screen. So when he did that, I saw him come back, and I knew in my head that if he starts going back, I'm just gonna basically blitz and take a chance. And then when he did it, he tried to throw a slip screen, and I blitzed, and I got a tackle for loss. And then another one, when I helped my teammate out, we had a receiver start motioning, or the running back motion out towards the number one receiver. And on film, every single time they did that, they fake a hitch to the number one receiver, and they try to run the running back deep. And I told my safety, just bail. Don't even try to jump on or make the tackle. If they throw it, I'll make the tackle, but they're going to try and go deep to you. And then they try to do it, and you got to pick.
Awesome stuff. And, you know, those are the fun things I love hearing, because, you know, anyone who watched that game or remembers that performance, you know, they just think, oh, you know, they just don't know all the details and work that went into those plays happening. And I think that's kind of relays some of the respect you had to have from your teammates for them, you know, to kind of like, hey, just go, you know, go do this. And they're like, all right, I trust Daniel. He's going to make it happen. I know small school guys, I mean, you know, different things, different levels, but I mean, in terms of pro day, were you able to get anywhere where scouts were and have scouts popped on campus? What's your interaction and kind of knowing that the next level's eyeing you up?
I wasn't able to get into a pro day, but I am going to be at the Edmonton CFL, their little camp over there in Vegas on the 21st. But when it comes to teams, I know that Coach Evro, he's a defensive back coach at the Los Angeles Rams. He was there at one of my games for the Kowloon, when we played Kowloon. And then I spoke to him. He tried to help me get into a pro day. Didn't really work out. But right now, me and my agent are just trying to find something to get me in front of scouts, because we understand that if I test in front of them and they see how fluid my hips are and how explosive I am out of my breaks, that it's kind of a no-brainer to put me up there with their top prospects.
Awesome. And I'm curious, because we see a lot of variables over the internet, so when we get you guys on the show, I like just hearing it from you guys. What's your height weight right now?
Right now it's 5'9", 187.
Perfect, man. Perfect. That's perfect size. And yeah, man, you do move well. I mean, I know you move around well, but like I said, pretty impressive stuff. Man, you bring a lot to the table, man. I love getting guys on that I don't know a lot about, and then I can kind of delve into afterwards. Once again, the standout Redlands Bulldog DB, D3 player of the year, Daniel Gonzalez, kind enough to join us here on the show as we learn a little bit more about this young man as he's on his path towards the next level. You said the Edmonton team, and now we do some stuff. I'm with Winnipeg, so we're going to have to definitely give you some information and get you to work out with the Blue Bombers as well. Before we let you go, though, we do like to have a little bit of fun with you guys and ask a couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, this question, We asked this of all the guests as well. Female celebrities, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to dinner?
It's a hard one. Salma Hayek.
There you go. Nice. Never nothing wrong with hearing her name come on the show. How about this one?
Your head coach, Coach Maynard, does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
There is a couple of people that do a lot of impersonations of the coaches, but I really doubt that they'll do it in front of them. It's actually pretty funny.
I love
it
when
they
don't.
Really good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's better when you can't do it in front of them, when you got to sneak
yeah.
it. It just makes it funnier and
yeah.
riskier. And I love so. And then the final question, man, before we let you go today, your cleats, your spikes, what you wear on your feet, very popular thing right now for players to get something painted on their shoes. What would you want to see designed on your cleats?
Honestly, I would like to see God's plan, because I feel like everything that I've been through, regardless of the downfalls or the tribulations, he's always been there, and he's always been really there to push me. And I understand that I have to trust his path. And whatever is in store for me is in store for me. I just have to be patient and keep doing what I'm doing.
Awesome, man. Hey, man, you're a blessing to have on. Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart, as they like to say. And best of luck against Edmonton in that workout. And hopefully we can get you some details on a Blue Bombers one as well. But, hey, man, please stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed.
Definitely. Thank you for having me, sir.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Daniel Gonzalez, Gonzo, they like to call him, D3 Player of the Year. And, you know, it's such a tragedy sometimes. I mean, these D3 kids, you know, it's just got D3 label, and they just blow them off. But, again, appreciate him sharing some time. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.